Kof Gimel Shvat, Tuesday the 2nd of February, Rabbi Moshe Bunim Kraus, Shilas in Mukta.
Morning, Rabbi Isai. Which every day of the week one speaks about Shabbos in Yonim. It's always correct, it's always in place, whether it's before Tuesday inclusive, if it's including Tuesdays the week beforehand, belongs to the previous Shabbos, and if it's the following week, if it's Wednesday, almost belongs to the following week. So whatever we do, we're always okay. It's always in Yonah Diyoma, to do with the current affairs. It says in the Shulchan Aruch, Simin Shin Chesiv Hei, there's a din, start a bit earlier, there's a din in Sif Gimel, Keile Shemalachta Le'issa, a keli which is made for an issa, like a hammer. You're allowed to use it on Shabbos for the sake of itself. Mutter letaltaloi letzoyrech gufoy. You're allowed to use it for itself. For example, you have a hard nut to crack. I'm talking about a coconut or you lost your nutcracker. You've got nothing usable to use it for the nuts. So you go to the toolbox, take yourself a hammer, you're allowed to do so. Mutter, letaltaloi, letzoyrech gufoy, you need it. Yeah. Likewise, you're allowed to use a hammer, which is a kedish malachta le'issa, used generally for banging nails in, which is osa. You're allowed to use it, letzoyrech mekoymoy. It's on the chair, and you need the chair, so you can take the hammer away and sit down on the chair. That is the din of keli shemalachta le'issa. We find another mukta, which is a more severe mukta, which is called mukta machmas gufay, something like a stone, or a brick, or a piece of wood. These items have a stricter madrega of mukta. These are not a keli whatsoever. These may not be moved under any circumstances. Not the tzarech gufay or the tzarech mekam. You cannot pick up a brick. Even if you want to use a brick to break the coconut, it will be osa. A brick is mukta machmas gufay, completely mukta, no heterim. If it's something like a hammer is a keli, it's a utensil, something which is a utensil, albeit generally used for issa, it's still a utensil, it's still a keli. Therefore, it may be used for something, for certain permissible activities. Gufay makayim. But if it's for something, gufay, it's awesome. Now I want to discuss a shayla. Most people nowadays have an electric Shabbos urn. Yeah. Olden days it was all gas, no such thing. Now life's gone a little bit easier in that respect. And things get a bit easier if you have electric Shabbos urn. So, nothing wrong with that. You have to ensure that the water is cooked before Shabbos. You always bring it to the boil before Shabbos, because if it's only half cooked and you extract water on Shabbos, you are makariv bishulai. You bring it nearer to the boil. You're making the bishul happen earlier. So you have to make sure all things which you take off food away from it on Shabbos, whatever it is, or you move it around on the cooker, it's always an important thing to make it completely cooked. Even the cholent. I mean, cholent is generally completely cooked. Cooked means it's edible for most people. Whatever it is, it should be brought to the boil before Shabbos. That's by generally, by all foods, because you might move it on the cooker, you might move it nearer, which might encourage the bishul. But certainly in the case of a Shabbos urn, definitely you have to ensure that it's completely boiled before Shabbos, because if not, when you take out water on Shabbos, you'll be makariv bishulah, because the less water there is, the quicker it'll boil. So you're actually causing the boiling to happen. Okay, so that's the Shabbos. And there's nothing wrong with doing a Shabbos, and completely permitted. What I want to speak about is, are you allowed to move the Shabbos urn on Shabbos? Are you allowed to move it? It's in the way, you want to move it a bit to the back of the counter. Or we'll come to the end of the Shia, if this time, as Hashem, you want to tip it. Yeah? You know, it comes to the end of Shabbos, and there's not much water left, and the spout is a bit too high up, and there's water boiled away and everything, so you want to tip it, take the water out. Is that permitted? So, what would we say in the light of what we've discussed? Would you say it's mutter?
Like a hammer.
Huh?
Like a hammer.
What do you say? Like a hammer. Oh, like a hammer. Exactly. Exactly. It's a keli shemen after the issa. Yeah. If I need it because it's in the way. Let's say it's in the way, and I need to put some down on the counter. I want to move it to the back, or I need to tip it. It's mutter.
Huh?
It's why all electric things are keli shemen after the issa. All electric things. The poskim say things like fans, all electric things. It's made, but it's made. But I know that's a big debate. Why we assume that electric. Generally, one assumes that electric things are keli shemen after the issa. Fans. Things plugged in. There's a question why. The main reason is because the only way you can use it is by doing a maisa issa. You have to plug it in.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that it involves maisa issa. The taking out water is not the issa, but the only way you can use it is by involving an issa. Even though there's a lot of heta also going on, but the only way to use it is by plugging it in. Yeah, if you have an electric urn which stays plugged in the whole week round, then you could, but even then, it's malachalis because you put water in. The only way to use it is by putting water in, refilling, which is also vicious. So, whatever you're doing, you're always involving yourself in
what
Isurim.
What are you saying about electric? Are you saying you mustn't move it? What are you saying?
No, I'm trying to decide. We'll go one by one. Let's speak about, I don't know if anyone's aware, important halacha, I don't know if everybody's aware of this, that a pot, a saucepan, let's forget for a moment electric urn. Leave aside electric urn. A normal kedera, a normal pot. You have in your kitchen cupboard a whole array of pots, right, which you use for cooking milky, meaty, whichever you've got your saucepans. Are those allowed to be moved on Shabbos without any special need? Is a pot mukta or not?
Yes.
Pashas, we'd say, why is a pot mukta? A pot is mukta. What doesn't mean? A pot is mukta. A saucepan is a keli shemen after the issa, because the way you use a saucepan is by putting it on the fire, filling it up with food, and heating it up. So it's a keli shemen after the issa. Now you can ask a question. In that case, how can I transport my cholent to the table with the food inside? Do I have to come onto the heta of keli shemen after the issa? Why am I allowed to do it? So there's a new rule that when the food is inside the pot, you're allowed to transport it. We'll come to that later, why that is. But there's no mukta while the food is inside.
But can you use the yakka before Shabbos?
No, not anything. Not anything, no.
You can't use
Shabbos? No, it doesn't help to miyachda. This is the keli shemen after, it doesn't help to miyachda. If you're miyachda hammer before Shabbos, just for Shabbos, to bank coconuts won't help you. Miyachda la'oilam, yes. If you make it, this is my coconut cracker only, and not for the nails, that's different, but not if it remains a hammer.
Okay, so the pot, the chon pot, you put it in the food before Shabbos.
After Shabbos, you're going to cook in it again. Doesn't help, a temporary thing. Yeah. We'll come to that later. Okay, we'll come to the hezba later, Be'ez Hashem. That's the din of a pot. A pot is a mukta item. You can't move it down. You know, you feel like having a game with a saucepan, playing something, throwing boots. You know, perhaps it's mutter, but there's a kedera, a pot, but etzem, you should know, is mukta. But if it's full, there's a special heta. Now, the question now is, what's with an electric urn? What's the status of electric urn? Yeah? Now, electric urn is a kedif nachtel issa, at least. Yeah? But if it's kedif nachtel issa, then you'd be allowed to move it. You need the space. We just explained. A hammer, which is something used primarily for issa activities, a hammer is used for banging nails, it's a utensil. So in the same way, a shabbaton is a utensil. So surely, it should belong to the category of a hammer, and therefore it should be permitted for the sake of gufa mekayim. The complication here, which I once asked Rabbi Falk many years ago, and the question is like this. There's a din in Shulchan Aruch in Simin Reish Ayin Tes. And it says there, Neh shedlikah ba'ba'is Shabbos, afa b'shakova osa l'taltalei. A light, the Shabbos candlesticks. Yeah? Are you allowed to move the Shabbos candlesticks on Shabbos? Yeah, you're not allowed to. So, but you finish lighting, everything's gone out, or even while it's still on. I'm allowed to move it. I need the space. I've got the candlesticks on my table. I want to put my jug of whatever. I've got my jug of apple juice I want to put down in the middle of the table, and I've got these Shabbos candlesticks in the middle of the table. I'm allowed to move them away, l'tzorech gufa mekayim. I need to use the space.
Bosses, no?
What? Bosses to what?
Put the jewelry on the table,
yes.
And you can move it.
So why is the... Shaiti was about, why is the candlestick muktzah? It's obviously Kedesh Melachta Le'issa. It's used for Issa. But we just explained that you're allowed to move a Kedesh Melachta Le'issa for the space. Why can't you move a candlestick? What is the problem? Says the Shulchan Aruch, Osa L'Talteloi. You know what a metaltel is. Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'atam, the reason is, Shahaneh V'Hashem and V'Apsila, the holder, the candlestick, and the oil, we're talking about an oil lamp, V'Apsila and the wick, Bosis L'Shaleves, Shudova Osa B'Tiltu. They become a bosis, a base to the Shalheves. The flame is something which is mukta. We're not dealing with the mukta of the candlesticks per se. The mukta is not so much the candlesticks themselves. There's much more of a strict and more common reason why the whole thing should be mukta. That is because there's a Shalheves, the flame. And since everything supports the flame, it is mukta. Oh, but since it was a basis to the Shalheves, it was a base to the Shalheves, when Shabbos came in, and it became Muktzah, that Muktzah remains for the entire Shabbos. Now the question is, what is the explanation of this thing? Why is a Shalheves a Muktzah? Why is it a Muktzah? So we can't go into the reasons exactly, perhaps at this time we'll delve a bit deeper into it, but what it says here is that a flame is a Dovah Muktzah. A flame is a Muktzah item. Now according to that, we can clear what's the din with an electric cooker or electric urn which has an element at the bottom. An element at the bottom, when it gets heated up, and we all know, gets hot. And that turns red hot. I think even though it's not black hot, I think inside they are red hot, as I'm told, I think. You don't see the red on the outside, but they do become red hot inside. You just don't see it. It's a boiling hot metal piece. It becomes a red hot piece of metal. A red hot piece of metal, halachically, is classed as a flame. It's called a flame. If a person lights an electric element on Shabbos, it's chayev mishum mavir. He's made a flame. I'm not saying everybody agrees to that, but the Pashtun is, the Rambam says that a gechelet or matches, a coal made out of metal, a glowing piece of metal, which is red hot. Red hot things are classed halachically as fire. They're called fire. That's where Reb Chaim Isaac Grzynski, Zuchin Aracha, would make Baruch HaMatim Kodesh L'Choyl on Baruch Mar'esh on electric lights. Yeah, there's no flames, that's a fire. Halachically, it's a fire. The mice, you shouldn't rely on it because of other reasons, because it's covered. But we won't go into that. Yishtachat Chila, better not to use it. And most poskim say you can make the bracha of L'Hadit Neshel Shabbos on an electric light. Most poskim say. Certainly if it's incandescent light. If it's the new ones, the energy ones, that's not a gachelis in the same way. That's debatable. Even there, Rabbi Yashiv held it's okay.
It's not a fire,
but it's still a light. But certainly, if it's incandescent, which has got a glowing white hot piece of metal, that's certainly classed as fire in our pitayra. So therefore, we must stop it. We can clear. We have to know when you have an electric element which has gone red hot, which lechayra classed as fire. For the chayra, the whole urn is not just a mukta like a hammer, like a normal saucepan, a normal pot. Surely, this should be included in the category of shalheves. We have a red hot piece of metal, which becomes mukta. Right. So the question is whether you can move it. Now there is a halacha, I mentioned it beforehand, that a pot which has got food inside is not mukta. So I spoke to Rav Falk about it. Can you say the same with a electric urn? Electric urn, can you say the same thing? So the Rav, he was matir, but I want to go, I'm not saying it's osa, I want to explain the background behind the various reasons what we can clear about, what we can debate. That is as follows. There's a din in the Gemara, in Shabbos, Tav Kuf Chav Gimel, that mutter the taltel, meducha agashum. Meducha is a pestle and mortar, which we don't know very much about nowadays. Now we just have the magic mix and the canola, they just put it in, it all goes chick-chack, goes quickly. In the old days, used to work hard, used to have a pestle and a mortar, I don't know which exactly, which is the banger. I don't know from translation in school and wherever. Pestle and mortar, you bang, Which is the pestle, the one which you hold in your hand?
Yeah.
Right? You bang, and that way you grind your whatever, your garlic and your things which you need to grind. So you put them in this pestle and mortar and grind away, and yeah, that's the Gewaltig. Now, that thing is mukta. Kedish mnachta le'isa. You may not move it on Shabbos. However, if there's a bit of shum inside, some of the garlic is still inside, you're allowed to mutatel it. Yeah? We just said a pot with its food becomes mutter. What's the reason for this din? Why is this? Anybody any suggestions why it should be mutter? If the pot is a mukta item, why should we be allowed to move it just because there's food inside? What's the reason? Any suggestions? The Gemara doesn't give any hesber what the reason could be. The food is to eat food, but it still doesn't help you. That's of a magic mix in order to make me my food.
What?
A bittle. You're saying bittle to the food. Am I see you also right, Rav Shimon?
Because you intended to use it on Shabbos.
It doesn't help.
Because you left food in.
No, if you intend, now, if you intend using a hammer on Shabbos for your coconut, it won't be. It'll still be mukta. Because it has to be meyachad el oilam. You have to change the whole usage of it. A pot by...
You can't use a hammer on Shabbos for coconut? You can't use a hammer on Shabbos for coconut?
You can use it for coconut, but if I want to use it, Sam, I want to fiddle with, I can't. Even though I want to use it on Shabbos for a coconut. To make something ois mukta, to lose its mukta status, you have to make it, that's l'oilam, allocated for this new tachlis. As long as it's a hammer for nails, it remains mukta.
A pot is
always
used for storage. People cook in it, people put it in the fridge.
So the two svaras here are, they're both right, and there's a third svar as well. So, there's basically two hezberim, but echot shem shnayim. One hezber is, we find in the Gemara, that various muktzas, Chazal permitted, al yidei kikah v'tinuk, a kikah, a child, Rachmon Islan, somebody drops dead on Shabbos, in the middle of the street, Rachmon Islan, or wherever it may be, and one has to move him. Yeah, what's the heter to move him? He's muktza. Right? Very good. So, if it's goyim, honestly, ask goyim. Goyim, you can get a goy to mutatl muktza. Yeah, but there's a heter of kovad abrias, kovad of this mace, and therefore Chazal will make him through a food. A dovah shall have to put a bread on him, or perhaps his clothes, according to some shittas, or a child, very strange thing, way of doing it, but there's a heta of kick of it in it. They gave a heta. If you put a food stuff on it, it's mutter. So, some rishonim hold that the reason why Chazal allowed you to move the food, to move the pot, is because there's food inside. Just as they allowed to metaltal, to move a mace through a kick of it in it, through a child, or through a loaf of bread, in the same way they allowed to metaltel a kedish mnachta le'isa with a kikah v'tinuk. Now that's a very big kula, because that means, what's the din? You left your computer out in the garden on Erev Shabbos, came Shabbos, and you've got your computer out, and you don't know what to do, and it's starting to rain. When it's starting to rain, you know, you've got people who might go walk away with it. So the din is, you can get a goy, you can ask a goy to metaltel mukta, that's the din which you're allowed to do. But let's say there's no goyim around, and you don't know what to do. So, the Shulchan Aruch says that this heter is an all-encompassing heter, that you're allowed to be metaltel, kedish nachta le'issa, le'tzarech gufa mekaymai. And they kick of a tinnik. What the Gemara is telling here is that you can move a pot through the food. It's telling us that you're allowed to move a kedish nachta le'issa through food. So therefore, if your computer is going to get spoiled, you're allowed to take a loaf of bread or put it on it and take it inside. That's the side of the heter. And that's brought down in the Mechaba in Simen Shin Chesif Hei. Yesh matirim natalt kedish nachta le'issa afinu mechama le'tzeir al v'kik of a tinnik. They allow to move it even just to not to get damaged through a kikah or a tinnik, through a mutta item.
So why the
Troy
with the candlestick?
1 minute. Oh, very good. That kedish. Yeah, because this hat only said. Okay, very good, Shkayach. Very important. This hat is only said shachta le'issa. It's not said by mukhsmachus gufa. Only a lenient mukta, which we explained earlier, something which is a keli, a utensil, which in any case not so mukta to start with, like we just explained, you're allowed to use it for certain. If you need to use it, you can use it. When you're talking about a chomu mukta, we don't allow it. Only with a mace. If it's a kula mukta, you're allowed to do it. So that's the heter to move a case of in a computer. So the maisa, the Shulchan Aruch, is mekel. That Mishmura brings that the poskim don't agree with this hezber. We'll come to the other hezber explanation. The other explanation is it's only with the food which is meyuchad, which belongs to that. The food which belongs to that utensil, that's the heter. But not just another piece of food, a bread. The computer's not made to store, to hold loaves of bread. So, lachatchil v'shem machmir. But mochem hefsed merubah the Shulchan Aruch Rav is Mekel. So it's important that to be aware of if there's no other way. And as Hefzah Merubah, you can rely on this Mechaba, who says he can put a kick of a tin. As a Merubah, like case of the computer left out in the open and it's starting to rain, there's no going around and it's pouring.
So something which is worth hundreds of pounds?
Hefzah Merubah depends on the individual, it says in the Shulchan Aruch, depends. A current younger man, probably £20 have some rubber. So somebody else might be £100. It depends on your bank account, I think, mainly. It's a Shulchan Aruch, Pesachichu, when you're a day about this. Have some rubber. Right, so that's one hesber. However, there's another hesber. The hesber is that we're talking, the heter to move a pot with its food, it becomes a tofel to the food. Yeah, that you mentioned. It becomes bottled to the food which is inside. And that only applies to the food which it's miyuchad for. The deir is miyuchad for cholent. And a whatever in the meducha is miyuchad for shum, for garlic. That food will be matter because it's there to be mishamish, to work to help the garlic, and therefore it becomes bottle. You look at it as being a piece of food. Right. Now, l'chayra, you could say that the din we started with, where the electric urn, whether you can move the electric urn, which I told you, Asher B'Falk, whether you're allowed to move it on Shabbos, L'chayra, if there's water inside, it would depend on these two explanations. If the reason why you can move a cholent pot with its cholent inside, or a pestle and mortar with the food inside, is because your makel, it's bottled to the food, the second child's bottled to the food, and it'll be mutter, it's bottled to the food. However, if the reason is because it's a Kedish Machta Le'issa, like we just explained, that you asked before, Kedish Machta Le'issa, it's not a heter by all things to move it with a heter item. You can't just take a computer and move it unless it has some rubber to use it, move it with bread. You can only move a pot, which is, because, no, that's not what I'm talking about. No, sorry, I'm getting confused. The heter is only said by a Kedish Machta Le'issa. It was not said by a Chomu Mukta. This, what I have to be makdim is, that this heter of the Mechaba to move a mukta utensil like a computer by putting a piece of bread on was not said by a stone. If you had a very expensive stone outside in the open, which you don't want it to get damaged, you'd have no heter of putting a piece of bread on and bringing it in. There's no such heter. The heter was specifically by those types of muktas which are a lenient type of mukta. So, in that case, if we class the urn as being a mukta chomor, like we explained earlier, because it's a light, it's a fire. A fire is more of a chomor mukta. We suggested at the beginning that surely electric element has got a din of a flame. A flame, you cannot move a flame, even if it's the Shabbos candlesticks. For example, you want to put a piece of bread on and move the Kabbalah candlesticks, you're not be allowed to do so, because it's a mukta chamura. It's more of a severe mukta. There's no heter of kick of a tinnit of a piece of bread on a mukta chamura, on a shalheves, on a flame. So surely we would not be allowed to move the urn for the sake, you can't move the urn, even though I've got water inside, it would be forbidden to move it because it's a specific heter only by something which is a keli, shem shachta l'issa. This hasn't got that, might not have that heter.
Shabbos hot, the hot plate.
Hot plate is exactly the same thing, exactly the same thing. Are you allowed to move it when the flame is on? Are you allowed to move it? The hot plate, I'm not sure if a hot plate becomes a tofel to the food. I'm not sure if that's kodedik. I'm not so sure about that. A hot plate is, yeah, you haven't, I don't know if you'll have the heter of being tofel to the food. A hot plate is not tofel to the food. A kadeira is tofel to the food.
It doesn't get hot, doesn't get red hot, for sure.
You don't see the red hot, it does get red hot somewhere. Doesn't get red hot, no?
No, it's very low.
I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure. You have to ask her, and I'm not so sure about that. Because it could be, it gets red hot, but a very thin element, it could be. No, El Kharama. Yeah. So the case of the Shabbos urn we can be making about. Because it's because it's like I said, there are two ways of looking at it. And you could understand that it's mutter because it's tofel to the food. Besides that, the whole mukta, it's not so boro that electric flames are classed as a shalheves. Because it's very unclear why shalheves is muktzah in the first place? Why is the shalheves muktzah? We can't go into the intricacies of it. Shlomo Zalman and Moshe Feinstein are not convinced that electric elements are muktzah. Rabbi Eliashiv is machmeh, so it has to be machmeh. But where you have another tziruf and another reason, then you could possibly be mekel. So this case of the Shabbos urn, you'd be able to Mayfield. Now, the only problem I'm talking about is... So I think like this. I think I would suggest, you know, that like this. You know, you don't have to stop people who tip the urn, whatever. You don't stop them. Yeah. But if you have an option of waiting 2 seconds or half a minute till the element goes off, that's better. Because once it goes off, then you wait kind of 20 seconds and the red hotness of it would have disappeared. That's the lachatchila. That's most lachatchila. That's most lachatchila, is to wait till it swished itself off. The whole time goes on off. The whole time goes on and off. Wait till it's gone off and it's not burning anymore, not boiling. Then the red hot would have dissipated. Then there'd be no problem. Then you can certainly tip it. Yeah.
Just you're saying it's only because the red hot bit. That's the only
if problem.
If you know for sure it doesn't get red hot, then it's no problem.
No problem whatsoever. Absolutely no problem whatsoever. If it doesn't get red hot, you've got no problem whatsoever. And whilst it's not red hot, also you have no problem. So while it's red hot, you have this problem. And even then, ikad din, you could be maker, like I explained. It's bottled to the food.
There's nothing goes red hot in the modern kettles.
They do. You don't see them. They do.
Where?
They do. You don't see them. They go inside. They go red hot element. I'm not a Ebaki. Ask for Falki. Told me that he does. I'm not sure. I have to ask. No, because it's covered over something.
You can see the element.
No, it's covered over. That's a covered over element. You're seeing the outer coating. Inside it is red hot. Yeah, it is red hot. Yeah, I just want a word of caution. Just one word of caution. When it comes to tipping an urn on Shabbos, yeah, electric urn. It could apply to any urn, really. There's a sif in Shulchan Aruch that you're not allowed. It's very complicated. You're not allowed to take out, you know, it's not a sif, it's an end of Siman Shin Yud Ches, it says in Mishabura, that a keli, which, if it burns out, would get damaged, and you'd switch the fire off, you don't have to take water from on Shabbos. You know, if you've got a keli, which, it's going to get damaged from the gecholim, and it needs to be full of water, you may not extract water on Shabbos in case you might fill it with water to stop it getting damaged. So, the Orcha Shabbos says, the electric urns, they're okay. If you tip them, then you're making it that the water is gonna reach the element and it's gonna cut out. So you're gonna be worried and you're gonna fill it with water. There's a gezeirah, you might fill it with water to stop it cutting out. So he says you should not tip electric urns in case you might it'll lead to going out soon because you're gonna you need last bit of water and you might fill it with water. We're not saying you're gonna fill it with water. There's a gezeirah not to do so in case you fill it with water. Now, the Maisi says the ones which have cut-out switches are okay. So I think most nowadays have a cut-out switch. When the element gets dry, it cuts out. But I know me personally, and my wife especially, even more knows about electric things, I wouldn't rely on it. You know, I know if it happens with me, I would fill it with water. So I think it depends on the individual. If you're a person who would not let your water, you know, dry out and you fill it with water, then you should be careful not to tip the urn. That's the word by the side, that's besides the Ikka Halacha. But as far as the Ikka Halacha is concerned, I think there is enough mokum to be made. I'll just summarise what we've said. We've spoken about Kiddush Melacht al-Issa. We said that you can move a mukta item, which is a utensil, for the sake of its own usage, or for the sake of its place. And we spoke about a special heter of food inside a pot, which renders the whole pot totally unmukta whilst the food is inside. And we discussed the Shabbos urn, and we said Shabbos urn is more mukta than a normal utensil because it has electric, hot gacheles, something which is a flame, which renders it a total mukta. Now, can you move a total mukta by justification of the fact that it's got food inside? It would depend on the reasons given of the heter to move, and therefore, me'ikad din, it is permitted. But if a person wants to be machmeh tovel of broch, I would say there's room to be machmeh as well, even though it's perfectly permitted to have halacha, just to wait a half a minute till it goes off, and then it's not anymore an element, and then you can tip it. Again, tipping it or moving it, tipping it is going to involve other shailas, but it'll be okay.